This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu has said the government is taking proactive steps to integrate artificial intelligence, or AI, into higher education. The president was addressing the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Birla Institute of Technology, BITS Mesra, in Ranchi today. President Murmu highlighted that the future will witness dramatic transformations driven by significant advancements in AI and machine learning. The president emphasized that the enthusiasm and commitment of the youth will play a pivotal role in building a Viksit Bharat. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met his Ukrainian counterpart Andrei Sybiha on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference in Germany last night. Dr. Jaishankar, in a social media post, noted that their discussion centered on efforts to bring about peace in Ukraine and explored avenues to further strengthen bilateral cooperation between India and Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian Minister of Foreign Affairs Andrei Sybiha thanked Minister Jaishankar for the meaningful meeting. In a social media post, Sybiha said that Ukraine relies on India's strong global voice to help achieve a just and lasting peace. The Central Vigilance Commission, or CVC, has ordered an inquiry into allegations of irregularities in the construction and renovation of 6 Flagstaff Road bungalow, which was the residence of AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal during his tenure as Delhi Chief Minister. The CVC has asked the Central Public Works Department, CPWD, to conduct the inquiry on the complaint of senior BJP leader and Delhi MLA Vijender Gupta. Talking to the media, Mr. Gupta said the CVC has taken cognizance based on facts.
जो शीश महल दिखाई दे रहा है खाली इतना नहीं है वो उसके साथ वहाँ पर कई टावर बन रहे हैं जो अधूरे पड़े हैं उन पर भी करोड़ों रुपए खर्च हुए वो टावर जो बन रहे हैं नए उनमें क्या होना था क्या बनाया जा रहा था उसकी भी पूरी जांच होनी चाहिए और इस पर सेंट्रल विजिलेंस कमीशन ने आदेश दिए हैं सीपीडब्ल्यूडी को मैं सीवीसी के इस कदम का स्वागत करता हूं सेंट्रल विजिलेंस कमीशन ने इस पर कॉग्निजेंस लिया है इनके खिलाफ सख्त से सख्त कार्रवाई होनी चाहिए.
The third edition of the Kashi Tamil Sangamam, an initiative fostering cultural and intellectual ties between Tamil Nadu and Kashi, commenced at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. Union Ministers Dharmendra Pradhan and Dr. L. Murugan, along with Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, will inaugurate the prestigious event. In anticipation of a large number of devotees coming to the Mahakumbh, the Uttar Pradesh Transport Corporation has announced the operation of 2,250 additional buses during the next 3 days. Uttar Pradesh's Minister of State for Transport, Dayashankar Singh, has directed that officers will be placed at various temporary bus stations of Prayagraj so that the buses can operate smoothly. Meanwhile, Prayagraj Sangam Railway Station will remain closed today and tomorrow. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 10 people were killed and 19 injured when an SUV carrying passengers collided head-on with a speeding bus near major road crossing in Prayagraj district last night. The police commissioner of Prayagraj informed that a group of people were coming from Korba in Chhattisgarh in the SUV, while the bus was on its way to Varanasi from Prayagraj. In Jammu and Kashmir, the government has extended the term of the local body's dedicated backward classes commission, headed by Justice retired Janak Raj Kotwal, which was constituted last year to work out reservation for other backward classes in the panchayats and urban local bodies up to February 28. The commission's term had expired on 31st December 2024. In the Gaza Strip, Palestinian group Hamas has released 3 more Israeli hostages this afternoon under the ceasefire deal that took effect last month. This marks the 6th exchange of hostages under the truce. Meanwhile, Hamas's prisoner media office announced that Israel is expected to release 369 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the 3 hostages. In hockey, both the Indian men's and women's teams will be in action this evening in the 2024-25 season of the FIH Pro League. Women's team will face England at 5:15 in the evening at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar, while the men's team will take on Spain at 7:30 in the evening at the same venue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.